Now, on Monday, the Trump administration's Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced that a citizenship question would be included in the 2020 census, asking responders if they are a legal U.S. citizen. According to the Congressional Research Service, no census has collected citizenship data from the entire population since 1950. And now the possibility of bringing that back, that question after decades, especially at a time of such political strife around immigration, is inciting fear in undocumented communities who have already been burned by the Trump administration on DACA and on TPS, and also in immigrant communities generally, because we are now hearing cases of green card holders who are getting deported, and some talk of naturalized citizens perhaps being the possibility that they too could be deported. There are now worries that immigrants and other vulnerable populations will avoid taking part in the census altogether, and the ramifications of not having an accurate count of the population in certain districts, especially districts of color, are serious. So we are going to discuss all of this and more with our guests. I'd like to welcome Megan Ibarra. She is a core member of the Northwest Detention Center Resistance and an assistant professor of geography at the University of Washington. She researches questions of race and nature as they relate to migration, borderlands, and conservation. Her first book, Green Wars, Conservation and the Decolonization in Guatemala's Maya Forest, was published just last December. Megan, welcome.
Good morning.
Okay, so Megan, tell us, what is the impact of this move by the Trump administration?
I mean, I think the first thing that is really fascinating about this is we don't have a good sense of what it would mean to go back and add this question on. And in fact, the census process, because it happens once every 10 years, my understanding is that they've already sort of started the pilot version of the census without the citizenship question. But we know, you know, when we talk about immigrant communities, I think it's really important to understand that within a single household, within communities, there are not just, you know, you can have someone who is undocumented, someone who is a DACA beneficiary, and multiple citizens who are all in the same household. So what we talk about is a chilling effect that happens not just for people who are undocumented, but also for people who are U.S. citizens who are trying to protect their loved ones. Who don't have the benefit of U.S. citizenship, whether they are documented or undocumented. And that's a really broad issue in communities of color. We tend to think about this as Latinx communities, but we know that the vast majority of folks who are undocumented actually came to the U.S. legally and overstayed a visa or other permission. That's very, very common also in Asian Pacific Islander communities. Where we are up here in Washington, we have a number of communities who were resettled as refugees, many of them from the Horn of Africa. And if they haven't regularized their status, they could be at risk and therefore may also be participating at a lower rate in the census.
Right. And we know already, you know, Haitians and others have been, you know, denied continuing of the TPS status. And apparently now there's a move against immigrants from Liberia and their status under attack there. And Baji, the Black Alliance for Just Immigration, there are addressing some of those issues. But Megan, we know that census figures, you know, are used to determine the numbers of representatives a state or has in Congress, the U.S. Congress, but also in state legislatures and voting and local bodies, as well as to determine the amount of money allocated for things like schools and hospitals. But also, so there's a lot of danger there, very serious danger there. But also, Trump's Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, he said that the information will help to count the percentage of the population eligible to vote. And others are saying, yeah, it'll also give us a realistic picture of how many undocumented immigrants are in the United States. So your comment on that, because it does seem to be a move, an attack on several different fronts, including dampening or undermining people's right to vote and ramping up the attack on immigrants generally and undocumented immigrants in particular.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a particular, and here I'm speaking to the comments that have been made by the Trump administration, you know, really doesn't make a lot of sense. So the U.S. Census Bureau runs a number of different surveys, and one of them that they run that's called the American Community Survey actually does ask rather detailed questions about immigration status. So the notion that the U.S. government isn't already conducting surveys and doesn't already have a decent amount of information about people's immigrant status is simply unfounded. I mean, even just from the perspective of the federal government itself. So, you know, I think this is part of a broader trend we're seeing where the people who are representing to us what the federal government is and is not doing, you know, these seem to be folks who actually are unfamiliar with the work of the Census Bureau thus far.
Yeah, but you know what? I happen to think that they know exactly what they're doing. And you know what I mean? That this attack is very, very pointed. And it's not because they didn't know some piece of information. They know very well what it is they're up to. Just a final comment from you, Megan Ibarra.
So I think what I wanted to really emphasize is that this is not just an issue at the federal level, but this is also an issue of mistrust that has been earned or you know, trust that has really been eroded. A core member of our group, Maro Mora Villalpando, her deportation proceedings notification from ICE, because the Washington State Department of Licensing gave out her home address to ICE. There was no warrant. And it's important to understand that this was after Democratic Governor Jay Inslee of the state of Washington signed an executive order saying that state and local governments should not collaborate with ICE without a warrant. So they did so in contravention of the executive order. So what we're seeing is that people are absolutely rationally refusing to do things like give information for their driver's license, which they need to get insurance because they know that it's being used against them, regardless of any promises that the government has made.
Absolutely.
And that places all of our public safety at risk. The other just brief comment that I wanted to make is that all of this talk about voting is, of course, very important. But, in the context of climate change that we're concerned about in Washington and similar phenomena are going on in California, the undercounting of communities of color has major, major implications for FEMA and emergency management. What we're going to see over the next 10 years, if the census plays out the way that the Trump administration hopes it is, is that we will undercount the number of people who need evacuation and safety services, particularly what we saw last summer was an issue of wildfires and the continuing issue of hurricanes and other major weather events. And so this is not just a voting suppression issue. This is something that is going to place our lives on the line if the Trump administration is able to move forward with undercounting communities of color.
Right. Well, it is all of the above. And for people who don't think voting is important, to me, look at all the efforts that are made to suppress the vote. But you raise a very good point about really refugees from climate change. And we could do a whole other segment on that. But we are going to have to leave it there. Megan Ibarra, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.